This is big.
Every weekday, he brings you the biggest guests and interviews.
Do we have time for all of this, Fritzy? I'm looking at the guest list here.
Weekday mornings, 9 a.m.
Dan Patrick Show.
The Dan Patrick Show. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Rochester.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Daniel Bryan tonight has given me the opportunity to face you, and if I beat you, I get a WWE contract for SmackDown Live.
So I've already got my contract.
Look, man, I've got two kids. I really, really need this job. I just bought a pool, and can you just help me out here?
Look, last week, I won my primary election in Michigan. I have constituents I need to impress, and I can't let them down.
My four kids are my constituents, and I can't let them down either.
I thought you just said you had two kids.
Hey, this is Rhino, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for August 13th. Holidays today, real quick, it's Left-Handers Day, so all you left-handers, it's your day out there. Birthdays today, real quick, jumping Jim Brunzel is 67 and Spike Dudley is 46 today. I want you to know Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Join us next weekend, plus the 20th for UFC 202. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Diaz McGregor 2, hosted by us. Prizes all night long. Drink specials August 20th. Salvatore's at the garage door. And, of course, the next day will be SummerSlam. That's right. That's 8 o'clock. There is no cover for wrestling pay-per-views at Salvatore's at the garage door. Come join us. We'll have some giveaways. I promise you that will be August 21st for WWE SummerSlam. Trying to go through these pretty quick because we have a very, very special guest on the phone with us right now. We're going to go to get him on his way and out of the way because he's got a busy day to himself today. So we are going to be joined by... Hold on a second. Do you recognize this music? Anybody?
Yep.
All right.
My skin's crawling.
Joining us is WWE Hall of Famer, inducted in 2014. He's in Elmira today for Twin Tiers Comic-Con and tomorrow, too, at the First Arena. Let's welcome Jake the Snake Roberts back to the clinic. Thank you so much for the time today, Jake.
How you guys doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, great, man. I feel great.
I say, are you beating the heat? Because we've had nothing but 90 degrees days here the last 5 days straight. So it's like it's just crazy in this area for some strange reason.
Well, I live out in Vegas. It gets a little warmer than 90 out there. It's really about 115 out there. So,
wow. Okay, I'm not going to complain.
90's a break, but the humidity sucks.
That's true, sir. So you're coming to Elmira today and tomorrow, do signing and picture opportunities and everything. You like doing picking out like a whole weekend and spending it with the fans at like these Comic Cons and stuff like this? Because I know last time we talked to you, you were doing a one man show. Now you're going out and just doing signings and stuff. So is this like one of you have a lot of fun touching base with some of the old school fans?
Yeah, I really do enjoy it, man. You know, you get to take a walk down memory lane sometimes, a lot of the times, actually. They bring up matches I don't remember. And then I check into them, like, dang, I did wrestle that guy. How about that? You know? Too many headshots, guys, too many headshots. But, no, I really do enjoy it. You know, the fans have supported me for so many years, and they were there through thick and thin, and heck, some of them even helped pay for a shoulder surgery I had here a while back. So, yeah, the fans, man, are awesome. Taking photos and memorabilia will be everywhere. So bring it on out if you're around and come on down, man.
Very cool. Now, if you have a question, folks, 222-1280, you can ask Jake a question. We've got a few text messages through already. It was a year ago we had you on when you were doing the one-man show, and you ended up getting a double pneumonia, I think, when you were on a plane flight.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm doing great, man. I feel great. I actually had a real big moment this last week. I don't get on the scales very often. I got on the scales, and I weighed 236 pounds, man, which is, it's been like 1980 since I weighed 236. So I am really excited about my health and my fitness and DDP yoga, man, kicking butt, man, still doing it. Doing a lot of juicing, man. Juicing is the way to go, bro. I really enjoy it, and I get all my nutrients from the juice, and I like weighing 236, man. It's just really awesome.
Hey, Jake, I've done some DDP yoga myself, and I've fallen off the bandwagon for a while. Do you have any advice for people who have quit and want to get back on the bandwagon? What would make them keep that habit of doing the yoga every day?
Well, I weigh 236. I don't know what you weigh, but I'm pretty fit right now, man. And, you know, it's about the way you feel, you know. And there's sometimes the body wants to shut down for a period of time, you know, and kind of reboot, so to speak. And there's nothing wrong with that either, you know. I don't do it every day. I do it, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. But I'm getting what I need. I guess, you know, you got to listen to your body. You know, and whatever it needs and wants, you know, you look at it and say, okay, I can do that. That's good for me. But I will tell you this, when you go back, don't expect to start where you left off.
Just pick up and start again. So, Jake, you were in a documentary that came out last year, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, and you guys were touring around and showing it in at film festivals and stuff. How did that movie come around to be made?
Well, Dallas contacted me, and he wanted to do something, and, you know, it benefited both of us. It certainly helped his DDP yoga for me to do it, and got a lot of people interested to see what we were doing. And by bringing them to see what I'm doing, you know, he kind of scaled off of that. So nothing wrong with that. You know, cross promotion's a good thing, I guess. So it was an idea he had, and you know, I think I needed that because I needed to have some sort of people watching me, you know. I need that, you know. And that way it's documented what I was doing. And I could look at it, you know. And I'll tell you something. If you want to get off drinking and stuff, man, take some video when you are drinking. And watch it when you sober up. And you get pretty disgusted by the way you act. And, you know, when I drank, I used to think, well, I don't change. Other people change. Man, that's BS, man. You can definitely see a big difference in the way I act and the way I treated people. And I didn't like that guy. I really didn't. And I'm happy to say now I got almost five years in, and I feel so good, man. I'm so positive. I have no issues with wanting to drink, or it never enters my mind, and I hope it doesn't.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations, man. That is fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. It kind of leads into my next question. Someone sent us some text questions and some Facebook questions, and they want to know if you ever had watched the movie Beyond the Mat, which obviously you played a big part in.
Yeah, well, I've never seen it because I know what they did. They basically raped me and my family, you know, and it was pretty ugly. And there was a lot of lies in it, and shame on them. And someday, you know, what goes around comes around. I'm patient. But yeah, it was pretty damn ugly, man. And again, shame on them for doing something like that to another human being. You know, when somebody's struggling, there's two things you can do. You can either help them, or you can just finish them off. And that's what they tried to do. They tried to finish me off, man, because that spiraled me into a lot of depression and a lot of drinking. You know, it's bad enough as it is. Then you need to go out and fabricate stuff, you know. And not only about me, what really hurt me is they attacked my family, too. And that was just disgusting. Again, you know, one of these days, maybe I'll move in next to, you know, the gentleman that did the movie, and I'll take his kids to school, maybe mow his yard for him, you know.
Barry Bloom.
Real comfortable.
Barry Blaustein, right?
That's it.
He hasn't contacted you at all since the movie. It's been almost 20 years since that movie came out.
No.
You haven't touched base
no,
at all.
No, never contacted me, never sent me a nickel for what he did. Other guys got paid for some reason. Myself and my daughter and family were not paid, not one cent. And yet they raped me over the coals. And, you know, enough about them.
Yeah.
I'm still
doing
the one-man show, though, Brian. I'm still going out and killing it. I'm going and I head out from here and go to Virginia Beach and Richmond. Now being at the Gramercy Theater, New York City SummerSlam weekend, bro.
Yeah, you know, when we had you on last, it was right like the weekend after Roddy Piper passed away, and you were doing it in Buffalo, and we had to figure that had to be a difficult thing to talk about during that. And I just saw that.
It
is, and I see that you and he are both starring in a movie that just is coming out called The Bet, I think.
Yeah,
and that's just coming out now as we speak. So
it's kind of weird, and you know, it's I don't like it. You know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we all pass on and stuff, man. But damn, it was too soon. You know,
definitely.
Roddy, you know, there was something, you know, going on with Roddy. We all knew that, and the way he handled himself and the way he talked, he knew what was going on. You know, it wasn't a surprise to him. So. It's still hard to swallow, though, man. Just a world without Roddy Piper and Dusty Rhodes, man. That's not really a world, is it?
No, I agree, and it's sad. But you know, we got a lot of people asking questions. Some people sent me a question asking how many. This is a wrestling question. They want to know how many snakes have been Damien, or how many have you gone through in the whole time?
Probably
you've been
about 50.
Wow, 50 snakes.
Yeah. Well, the snakes didn't last long on the road. They were good for about 10 days, and I had to switch them out, you know, and then I wouldn't see that snake again for probably 5-6 months, which really, really was dangerous because you never knew what attitude of a snake you're going to get, you know. Just we're having a bad week, and what's he going to do, you know? So it was never boring in my hotel room.
you know, to tie this back into the snakes thing, you have a great story. I don't know if we have time for it, but there's a story about you and DDP's house where a snake got loose. Could you tell that story?
That's still a sore spot with his wife, man, his ex-wife.
Kimberly, yeah.
She's forgiven me, but she has not forgotten about it, you know. And no, she's a sweetheart, and she's just awesome, man. It's not, just for you listeners out there, I don't recommend losing a 12-foot king cobra in anybody's house. They just call them amateurs. Especially because they had cats, you know, and thank God no cats were hurt. But,
oh, man.
Oh, well.
Jake, we appreciate the time. I'm going to give you one more. And by the way, a buddy of your Kyle's cousin is going to be visiting you today at the signing. He just wanted me to pass that on. He lives up here in town. He's coming down for that. So
that's awesome, man. I'm really wanting to talk to him, man.
Very cool. He's coming to come down. But I want to ask you, now that you're in the WWE Hall of Fame, are you expected to be at all those ceremonies every year from now on? Is that one of those things you have to do because you were in it? You got inducted.
Well, I don't know if I'm expected. I do know that they get a hold of me quite early. I don't know that I'll go this year. You know, sometimes their expectations are a little high, you know, and, I've just got so much going on. This unspoken word thing is really taking off, man. And I really, really, really like doing it, you know, cause I get to remember stuff, you know, and what's happened is I go along with this show, and in the beginning it was tough to come up with an hour show that was really, you know, on top of things and really bit and had a lot of pop to it. Well, as time's gone on, I'll remember another one, and then another one, and another one. And now I've got enough material to do 5 shows, so I'm going to be out here quite a while doing these shows.
Very cool. That's awesome. It's great that, you know, I mean, you know, you're keeping, and this is something Mick Foley has been doing, and now.
Yeah, but mine's funny.
Okay. Shots fired.
Yeah, and Hacksaw's doing them too. I would like to get you guys all together. Get Hacksaw, you, and Mick Foley, and you could have like a week-long, you know, a stretch of you guys doing a night each night at a club or something.
Or a wrestler's roast.
Well, I don't know if I can stay awake that long, but if Hacksaw's around, I better stay awake.
Very cool. Well, Jake, I want to thank you so much for the time. I want to let people know you're going to be at the first arena in Elmira today. You're going to be doing autographs 12 to 2 and then 2 to 2:30 photo ops. You get a little break. You're going to come out and you're going to do a question and answer 3 to 4 and then some more autographs. And then Sunday, 11 to 1, doing autographs, 1 to 1:30 photo ops, and then 2 to 3, some more autographs and photo ops. But thank you so much for the time, sir. And we hopefully will send a lot of people your way. We're huge fans, and you're such a great story. You know, I mean, it's like in the world of wrestling, it's like it's the redemption story, which, you know, you've done such a great job. Yeah. And thank you for, you know, and God bless you and everything, sir. And thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, he blessed me, bro. I'll come back on your show when my book comes out, man. We're about 3 or 4 months away from it, but that's going to be a book you need to read.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know what? I'm going to start looking for the publisher and get some early copies. Definitely. I appreciate it.
The publisher is me.
Okay.
I didn't give it away to anybody. I'm tired of giving everything I make away.
All right, so then I know who to contact then. Well, thank you so much, and have a great time today down there in Elmira, okay, sir?
All right, bud.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we got to go to break. You were listening to Pink. That was great.
He's the best.
Oh, my gosh. I am such a big fan. All right, 222-1280, star 1280. We're going to talk the world of wrestling on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
We've never seen it as us versus them.
I am not going to stand out here and talk about glass ceilings and brass rings and any other kind of cliche. I am going to do what I always have done, and that is come out here and tell the truth. I am going to speak with full disclosure. And for those that used to employ me, don't worry, because this is not about you.
He has the nerve to come in this ring. I got Sasha Banks. I'm holding the back of her head like a newborn baby, looking at her in the eyes. She got a disheveled look. And this guy comes and hits me with a code breaker. Well, let me tell you something, Jericho. The only code that you broke was the man code when you came out here wearing a scarf with no shirt and don't.
Hey, I kind of dig the shirtless scarf look. Don't you think that's me?
Hey.
Welcome back to the Pink.
Put your shirt back on, Cash.
I'm the Cash Man. I am here with, you know, I didn't get a chance.
It only looked good with the Cash Dash.
Oh, we're not going to go there again. Dan Severn already shot me down last week. Let me introduce the cast and crew. I forgot to do that in the beginning of the show. We have Apex Predator joining us, Danger Boy working the tweener, as they say, and Texter as well. We got Brian Burke, and Jay-Z joins us.
You know, it's been so hot this week that I envy Undertaker and Kane's parents in that fire.
Oh, zinger. All right. 222-1280, star 1280. I mean, Jake Snake, what can you say about him, man? He was fantastic. That was a... I could talk to him for hours, believe me. It was, I want to cut it quick and talk a little bit about what's relevant with him. Last time we had him on, it was a year ago. It was really sad talking about Piper a lot then, but he's definitely a Hall of Famer worth of going and seeing. And like I said, the redemption story is just unbelievable. So, hey, welcome to the show. We're brought to you by Salvatore's. Of course, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvador's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire, Culver. Next weekend, we're going to be spending our whole weekend there at Salvatore's because we got UFC on Saturday. We have WWE on Sunday. So I'm just going to stake a tent out back. But you ever notice at the garage door that one of the satellite dishes has big pizza on it?
It's like, my son's obsessed with it every time. He's like, there's this pizza satellite.
It's painted like a pizza. It is so cool. And you can see that if you come down and join us next weekend for either of the events. So we're here to talk about the world of pro wrestling. And we started off with that interview, but we're going to go in and talk about some things going on in the world. Let's talk first about this past week in the WWE. If you heard those sound bites coming in, we'll start with Damian Sandow showed up on TNA this past week. He is now going by the name of Aaron Rex. Now, he was Aaron Stevens when he first debuted in WWE.
Yes.
When he was part of the tag team, it was Aaron Stevens and Steven. They were with The Undertaker's wife. She was like their manager.
Michelle McCool?
Michelle McCool, yeah. She was like, she came out with, what was the his partner's name? Aaron, it was, they were like a call-up team, so.
They weren't up for very long as a tag team either.
Yeah, yeah, but they were there long enough to get a manager.
Was that out of Florida, though?
No.
Was
no,
they were on NXT? Oh, really?
No. They were on,
He was SmackDown. He was tagging with Idol, or he was called Idol Stevens, maybe. That was it. Casey James.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Casey James, and Michelle McCool was their manager. Huh. We're talking way back to 2007. So Damian Sandow was around in WWE for, I mean, we're talking 10 years,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, he started in OVW, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it was OVW, and that's where, you know, and now he's going by Aaron Rex. He shows up in TNA, and you know what? He's doing, he kind of, by the way, you could tell from that soundbite, he's probably going to be doing the big brained character again. Which
well, he came out to the Hallelujah music again.
The Hallelujah, which you cannot copyright that because it's a classical piece that was written hundreds of years ago.
Yes.
So he did come out to that, and I kind of dug that. And he's going to come out, and he's going to be, you know, I like that character too. Of all the characters he's done, I mean, I wasn't big into the Sand or Ms. Dow or whatever it was. Yes, it was funny for about a week, but.
Ms. Dow was great at live shows, like we saw in Syracuse where we saw him, and he was doing everything on the side of the ring and stole the match from the guys in the ring. But right. But yeah, the big brain, I'm better than you gimmick was so much better.
I thought they killed it
when they gave him money in the bank and he lost.
Yeah. They gave it to him and then they changed their mind.
Yeah.
You know, which is, it's terrible because he was like one of the first to not win it. You know,
well, so. There's only been two. It was him and Cena.
Yeah, John Cena. But also, if you consider Mr. Anderson, because he actually lost the opportunity against Edge.
But it was cashed in successfully.
It was, but he lost to Edge in a match for it, which is stupid. But what were you going to say, Apex?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that I was going to enjoy the gimmick that they had coming up right before Hulk Hogan decided to be super racist.
Oh,
with
the
Macho
Man
Dow.
I think that was at the point where he was on borrowed time. You know, it was just unfortunate for him because he was a total lost opportunity. He's got everything he needs to be a success.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
And the WWE just, they didn't know what to do with him. And it's, and I know, I like how JR usually puts it when it comes to disagreements in the backstage area. It's either content or creative or cash. Creative or cash? It depends on the money or whether creative's got a problem. And it's usually creative that's got a problem, especially with a guy like Sandow, who gives you everything possible to work with, and they still can't figure you out.
All right, 222-1280, Star 12 is number. We have Rashawn from Maryland on the phone with us. What's up, buddy?
I'm from Virginia. I'm actually in Virginia, but I'm not home today. Good
okay, I know you're within the area where you could be in three different states in 5 minutes, so I'm just picking one of them. Okay, you're Virginia. Rashawn from Virginia.
I live in Norfolk, Virginia, so not that well, but close enough.
Okay.
All right, you get a pass, Rich. It's okay.
Thank you.
But I just got one thing, and I haven't heard anything on the show or anything in any other wrestling outlet that have pointed this one little fact out. Have you guys noticed that NXT TakeOver Brooklyn is essentially the pre-show for UFC 202?
You know what? That's how it was last year, I believe, at this time, too. It ran right before the UFC.
Yeah.
Well, they made mention of it when they first signed their deal, when Lesnar first came out, because it's like you've got the NXT, then you've got UFC, where they're going to promote SummerSlam, which is the next night. So they said it was going to run right into it. It's 8 to 10, and then 10 to 1.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, I mean, it works out that way. I don't think there's any sort of collaboration going on, you know?
You guys are going to be living at freaking Salvatore's.
You're right. You're right. And actually, I have roller derby that night too. So it's like I'm gonna miss NXT. I'm gonna be getting the Salvatore's about the time UFC.
What's gonna be really funny is to see that Conor McGregor's looking like he's setting himself up for WrestleMania already.
Oh well, yeah. We'll talk about Conor McGregor.
I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I saw the video on the Facebook page. But that's all I had, guys. I just noticed that one little fact.
Okay, so. Rashawn from Virginia. Thank you so much for calling, sir.
Have a good one.
You know, you always can call 222-1280, star 1280. If you want to get in, give us your opinion. Let's talk. Yeah, we're talking. Okay, we just talked about Sandow a bit. And now we just mentioned Conor McGregor. Now, Conor McGregor's fighting next week. And Conor McGregor came out last week and said, and someone asked him about WWE, and he proceeded to say that none of them were any athletes at all and, you know, could compare to him. And then apparently that started a firestorm of WWE people going back at him full blast. And then he kind of took a step back. And then, but what he said yesterday about John Cena just absolutely killed me.
Yeah. John Cena is a fat, out of shape, Mr. Olympia wanna, or loser or something.
Yeah, that was his text yesterday. So
Meltzer said the first comment wasn't a work.
Yeah, right. It wasn't. He was,
and
no.
And this one seems like it is.
Yeah, you know what? He's continuing because he didn't realize how many fans are on Twitter that love the WWE because he just got steamrolled by
them. He also
didn't
realize how many legit athletes are in the WWE who could actually probably stretch him pretty good.
Every single one have asked them to come and join them in the ring pretty much. Every single, even the people that who aren't like you know trying to be a tough guy are like, you know, you don't think this is tough? Come on in, you know? I mean, Big E, a lot of these guys, they're like,
yeah.
You know, so
Big E asked if he wants some, because he said he would slap the head off of everyone. He goes, you want us to all line up in a line, or you got to do it individually? You know, your time is valuable.
Yeah, there's some good comedy out there from this past week. But Conor McGregor, you know what it is. He doesn't care. He just says whatever's on his mind. And if he goes off, you know, he's just, you know what it is? He's like Eric Bischoff. Controversy creates cash, you know? And so, if he gets a lot of hype, I mean, believe me, he, as much as he says that he doesn't care much about WWE, he's a person who's mentioned it quite a few times in his tweets. So
I love Ric Flair saying, you stole your entire gimmick from me.
well, yeah, it's true, because then he posted pictures side by side with them both in suits. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's interesting. But Conor McGregor, that's going to be a great fight. That's next weekend against Diaz. And I'm really hoping Conor McGregor wins just because I don't want to see him. I want to see him get red hot again and keep this feud going on.
I can't stand Nate Diaz. So
yeah, the Nate Diaz, you know, I mean,
No one ever likes a Diaz brother.
No,
it's something about him, you know. Yeah. And they got in the right business because everybody wants to punch him in the face.
Yeah, well, because they do that provoking in the middle of the fights where they try to get the guys to do different things. You know, they put their hands down and give the, come on, bro, get me, you know. And that's not, you know, I mean, in the world of, if someone did that in boxing, you know, people would be all over them, and these guys do it. And then, of course, but Nate Diaz loses too. So it's like, I've seen him lose before. It's not like he's, you know, he's fighting a guy who's usually two weight classes underneath him for his normal weight. So, and that's Conor McGregor. But Conor beefed up. He got a full training camp. I think he's going to kill him next week.
And if you watch that fight, he was losing that fight before McGregor took that shot.
Yeah, you know what is Diaz can take a shot. It's just that Conor McGregor ran out of gas in that fight.
Yeah, that's the one thing about the Diaz brothers is they train, and they can go five rounds. They could probably go 10 if they had to. They train at altitude. They can do that. So if he's not going to beat you right off, he's going to outlast you, or at least take you to the decision. So,
without a doubt. We got to take another break. 222-1280 is the number. Star 12. It's good. If you want to get on, call us now, because I can answer it when we're in a commercial break, okay? 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back on the flip side talking more about SummerSlam, NXT, Brooklyn Takeover, all sorts of stuff. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You got his back, and you've got his back. Like Bert and Ernie, you're scrubbing his back, he's scrubbing your back, and you're in the very same bathtub.
I've been called many names over the years. I'm going to keep it real with you guys. My name is Aaron, and as of right now, as of this second, Aaron Rex's new home is Impact Wrestling.
Let me give you some news, Enzo Annoying. That's right. The only reason why you're still here in the WWE is because every time you make a mess with that mouth of yours, you got your 7-foot maid to clean it up for you.
This is Shane McMahon from the World Wrestling Federation, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Danger Boy. Jay-Z's in the house. How's Beyonce's doing? How's my bae?
She's doing all right. She's got a bum leg right now.
She got a bum leg?
Yeah, she's got a bum leg.
You know what? You got to be careful around her, man. She might get you if you keep on doing what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, some days.
You have to put out a whole album, you know, apologizing. You know what I mean?
Wrong Jay-Z.
Yeah. All right. We're joined by Brian Burke, too.
Good morning.
And, of course, Apex Predator.
Of course.
We're here talking the world of pro wrestling. And if we had Jake Roberts on in the first segment. If you missed it, it's your darn fault. And but you can check us out online at thepainclinic.net. All our shows are up there. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. And you can even check out our Facebook page, be our friend on Facebook. You can send us messages, you know. People do that. Did I say doo-doo? All right. They do that.
Cool.
And All right, welcome back to the show. Sorry. Just delved off there into a little immaturity. But you know what? If I get mature, then I get old and it's over. Let's go to the phones. We got Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Richie?
I'm doing great. How about everybody else? Say hi to them.
Hi, everybody else.
Hey.
Hi, Rick.
Yeah, okay.
Hi.
See you there.
Hey, first of all, great, great interview with Jake. That was awesome. He never disappoints.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I checked that out on Netflix about a month ago. That was very awe-inspiring. His DDP never quit on him and picked him up at the airport when Jake was kind of wandering off. That was great.
Very cool, very cool. Yeah, that's it. Jake says it's something that, you know, kept him busy, and that's what he needs to be, is busy in and out in the people's face. So,
yeah, definitely. Idle hands, you know, doesn't make for anything good.
Yeah, that's a terrible movie, too. But go. What's up, brother?
Jessica Elba was in it, though.
No, I was just, commenting on that. Just a few things on my mind today. What do you think of the Adam Page and all the Bullet Clubs pushing ROH going after my boy Lethal?
You know what? The Bullet Club, because that's why you're not seeing it in the WWE, because it's still owned by the people in the Ring of Honor. So,
well, New Japan.
New Japan. And, you know, interesting thing is they're going to be coming around here in September, man. There's a date set for Ring
September
of Honor.
September 17th at Keene Center.
Yeah, which is up near
Lockport.
Yeah, which is not that far from here, really.
It's an hour, that.
Yeah, definitely check. I remember last time they were here, it was the same day as the WWE was here in Rochester. And it was tough because it's like you can't do both. You know,
right? I mean, do you think
you can't do that? Okay.
Do you think Lethal will ever get a shot? I mean, I don't even know if he's had a trial. I mean, his work speaks for itself. I mean, if he loses the belt anytime soon, I one would imagine that Vince and Triple H would be on the horn with him if they're not ever.
I'm guessing he's one of those guys that Ring of Honor has a long term contract with, and he gets paid very well.
Yeah.
He gets paid very so he's like getting paid what the big stars get paid in the other companies. Not everybody in Ring of Honor gets paid that well. But I'm pretty sure he does, you know, because of how prominent he is on the TV show, how prominent he is in the storylines.
He gets paid enough to make it worth his while.
Yeah, and I mean, but yeah, sure, someday he'll take a shot in the WWE. It's not going to happen now.
Yeah, Lethal's awesome, and that respect he had did you check out that Colt Cabana match a couple weeks ago with him?
Yeah, yes, and you know, he's been on the show before, too, you know that, right?
I must have missed it. I wonder if you could put it out there. What I could watch and listen to it on archive.
He was doing the Black Machismo. Remember that?
Yeah,
was
that on was a TNA. Yeah. He sounded like he just woke up and we talked to him.
Yeah, we talked to him. He was like, okay. Yeah, around the same time we had Seth Rollins on too. I'll just say that, you know.
Yeah, that was very good. I like Lethal. A few other things, man. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm liking this Braun Strowman push.
He is getting the monster push. I'll give him that. I kind of dig how they're like giving more personality to the guys getting beat up.
Yeah.
The guy last week was great. They wanted to interview him and he just
say anything.
Just stone faced the whole time. I thought it was hilarious. I laughed because you know he was going to die. And so they're actually, that is putting Braun Strowman over so much more by those interviews than just having him beat up jobbers, you know?
But now they're doing, bringing back these enhancement. Braun Strowman does not need any enhancement matches. I mean, he's got to be a main eventer, so that dude is freaking beast.
Well, Vince loves him, and that's why he's been pulled off from the Wyatt family because, you know, I mean, look at it. He shaved the sides of his head. He's got a different – I mean, he's still kind of got his Wyatt family look, but it's going to change up, you know, slowly but surely. It's kind of like you notice how they added a red to – they added red to Roman Reigns' uniform.
Right.
It looks terrible now. I think of Power Rangers whenever I see him now. But
do you know where Strowman came from? Like, where his, like, was background?
He's a powerlifter.
He was a Viking that was part of the Rose, what was it, the Rosebuds? Back when, if you go back and look at when Adam Rose debuted, he was the Viking in the group. He was the one, you know.
Yeah, he was a happy gladiator.
Yeah, he was. He had the big spiked helmet on. He's been with him for a while, but he's a very, untrained wrestler. He's only been with him for a short time.
Whenever I see him, I think of Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah,
big
really.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nerds.
Yeah. I love how he's got a barbell tattooed underneath his arm. You know, it's like obviously he's a weightlifter or something, you know.
He can lift cars and stuff. He was in like those competitions where they
put things down.
Net RX, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two other things. I like to piggyback on one more thing about Braun Strowman. Now that, you said they're kind of trying to break him away from the Wyatt family, but I thought they'd have, you know, when Luke comes back, have two on one show and two on the other brand.
I don't know. I think Luke's will be a surprise coming back on SmackDown someday. It'll have maybe in a pay-per-view. Who knows? I mean, I don't know how far away he is from coming back. I know that I saw him not too long ago, and he's doing okay.
Oh, okay. So probably maybe by November. Hopefully.
I think no. I heard August, so it's like August, September.
I wouldn't be surprised sometime around SummerSlam or shortly thereafter.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't have any actual inside knowledge to that. But
I don't
I
either.
Be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna bring someone back, you got to bring it back when you need to be a big surprise as like a mystery partner or someone who shows up and helps them win a tag match. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I think he definitely he'll be definitely on SmackDown too.
And two other things. Do you ever happen to catch that interview with Bray and the two boys on SportsCenter about a month and a half ago?
With Bray Wyatt and the two boys?
Well, with his Eric Rowan and Braun, where they were interviewed by, was it Coach or Todd Phillips?
Yeah, it was a real interview, right? It wasn't really kayfabe, right? I mean, they didn't...
No, he broke character.
Yeah, I mean, and I've seen a few interviews with him about that. You know, he's a guy, I gotta be honest with you, I'm kind of critical of him because we have a fantasy wrestling league, and anytime someone picks him, he never wrestles for months and months and months. But I'll give him credit. He's been in the ring a lot more lately. So, I think he's just been hurt a lot.
Well, he rolled his ankle like 2 weeks ago.
On SmackDown.
He wrestled this week.
Yeah. He actually did it in the middle of that match on SmackDown Live. So
yeah.
It was like
and currently he's slated to take on Dean Ambrose at the next SmackDown only live or event on the network because they're not really pay-per-views anymore.
Yeah, whatever that may be. But yeah. Maybe that will be when Luke comes back. Who knows?
Okay, and last thing, and I appreciate the time, guys, is... that Cruiserweight Classic, that Cedric Alexander match, man, that was great.
Yes,
what a heart he has.
Was it Bushi?
That was phenomenal match.
Bushi. Yeah.
That was at both matches. I mean, everyone's talking about that match, and that match completely deserves. I read the spoilers when they were taped a little while ago, and I knew who won the match, and I was still wondering how he won the match and was jumping on my seat for the near falls because they were that good. But the match before with Tajiri and Grand Metalik was not as good, but still a great match.
That was 1-1A and 1-1A. That was pick either of them. It's a toss up. But for my money, the Alexander. I mean, his time is now. I mean, hopefully, they did sign him when Triple H came in the back, and Cedric was kind of breaking down, and he's put a lot of heart and soul in the last few years of his career. He's a good worker.
Yeah, I was going to say, the thing is all those guys better get signed, and I can't wait to start seeing them on Mondays. They're probably going to be the 8 o'clock matches, when we get to Mondays.
That's what I used to love about Nitro was the first hour was all the cruiserweights.
Yeah, you set up with all the exciting matches, and people stay. So, and then you put the exciting matches to start the pay-per-view.
Well, they should have a three-hour SmackDown. I mean, you don't think that ever happened?
Oh, no.
They don't even need a
three-hour Raw. Yeah. Listen, I love the they got that time, but I can't stand the constant recaps from the first 10 minutes of the show. Being shown three times during the show,
all those fillers.
Oh my gosh! It's like and if you miss the last hour of the show, right before the main event, they'll have the recap of what happened in the first 15 minutes. It's like, okay, I understand. Not everyone's watching the whole show. I am, so I'm seeing all these recaps. I got to time it out one of these weeks. Figure out how much time in recaps they actually do on TV because it's enough to make me want to change the channel for a while.
And I'm putting a prediction out there, and I'm gonna go off on this is that I think Bayley's gonna beat Asuka.
She's gonna be what?
Bayley's gonna beat Asuka for the title in Brooklyn.
You know what? I'm hoping she shows up on WWE TV. She showed up for the pay per view. Why can't she just join one of these SmackDown or Raw?
Because she needs to be the first two-time women's champion.
She does, and I mean, does that mean that Finn has to be the first because he's the first time? He'd be the first time Universal Champion. Is that seem like logic?
Yeah, Finn's not winning that title.
Thanks for calling, Rick, man.
Thanks,
guys. Okay. 222-1280 starts with it. We got to go to break. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. They'll set you free. Could it be my walk or just my stare that makes you freeze when I appear? Super good looking, every hair in place, everyone loves.
I changed, I evolved, and I got better. Better than Kurt Angle, better than Drew, better than everybody in the roster, and better than you.
I was looking at you, hip-hop hobbit, and you better be prepared
Because you know what you're going to get, huh? You know what you're going to get? You're going to get it.
I don't know what this it thing that you keep talking about is. I don't know what it is, but when I find out what it is, I am going to shove it down your throat. How you doing?
Hi, this is Trish Stratus from the WWE, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction's guaranteed.
Don't you know what it is?
You know,
it. All right, 222-1280, star 1280. Hey, that was our last break, so we got the get to fly out the rest of the show with no more breaks. So 222-1280, star 1280. Actually, we're going to go right to the phones, and if you want to get on this, call us that number. We got Brian from Rochester. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. How are you? You know, the last couple weeks, I don't know if you saw what's been happening with Eva Marie.
Yeah, the wardrobe malfunction last week.
And that happened off camera. Taking the injury of her when she was on the rope. I don't know if you saw this the week before.
Yeah, she bent over and freaking pulled a hamstring muscle or something. It was terrible. It's great.
And it's like, wait a minute. What is the WWE going to do about this one with the wardrobe malfunction?
I'm hoping that the wardrobe malfunction happens when she's in Rochester next time they come here, okay?
Gosh, no, please, I don't want to see that. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
But it seems like every week, it seems like she's either delaying her return or something happened.
That's her gimmick. Brian, that's a gimmick. That's going to keep happening for a while.
It's going to happen for a while, and it's going to be awesome.
And I got to tell you, she can't wrestle to save her life. So
we know that, Rich, because I think wasn't she a champion one time?
No, she's in NXT, and she took on the champion, and I don't think she...
That's what it was.
Yeah, she lost, though, but it was, but she was terrible. So that's the whole thing, is that she's got the it's attached to her, unfortunately, that she can't wrestle, but she probably can now. Who knows?
But she worked with Brian Kendrick for a while, and it didn't really look like it took too well when she did wrestle down in NXT a little bit, but they're going to do this without making her wrestle. She's going to be the most hated woman on SmackDown.
To me, I don't care as long as she's on.
Sorry, guys. I think she already is hated because of the things that she's already done, but she's not my favorite wrestler, but Paige is. See you guys.
Okay, take it easy. I like Paige, too. Maybe we'll see Paige again someday in the ring again.
What Eva Marie needs is Corey Graves selling her as the greatest thing on earth, though.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate thing about
that was great in NXT.
Yeah, shut up, Todd.
It's the wrong channel, though. She's on SmackDown.
I told you not to talk.
Yeah, so she can go as long as the king isn't drooling over her, I guess that's okay. I kind of, you know what, I think it's stupid, and I think she's a terrible wrestler, but I don't mind seeing her on my TV.
Of course you don't.
Of course I don't, you know.
Well, they're going to push her. Because for some reason they like her,
yeah.
Probably the same reason we do. But
I and believe me, for those out there who actually believe there was a wardrobe malfunction, there wasn't.
No,
it was all rigged to make it.
If there was a real wardrobe malfunction,
the camera wouldn't have been on her holding.
The camera wouldn't have been on her the whole time, and she wouldn't have come back down with her music at the end of the match, being ready for the match.
Yeah. So yeah, so that you know that, but you know what, I'm digging where they're going with it. So it's okay as long as she's on my TV.
We got to see Resting Bliss Face. So
is that what you call it?
What she calls it.
That's the Resting Bliss Face. Okay.
Yes.
So let's talk about some news from this pack this week. We already talked about Damian Sandow debuting at Impact Wrestling. Don't forget WWE's coming to First Niagara Center November 14th. Tickets are on sale right now. You can definitely get them. They had this big announcement when you were at SmackDown in Buffalo, they had this big video of Shelton Benjamin coming back.
Yeah, the place blew up.
Shelton Benjamin's coming back. Well, Shelton Benjamin's not coming back.
No, he's not.
No, he unfortunately realized he had a torn rotator cuff, and to the point where WWE pretty much nixed him coming back.
He was doing a physical. He knew he was wrestling in pain. He put out a series of tweets. He goes, "I've wrestled in pain my entire pretty much career, but it was a real surprise to me when I found out I had a torn rotator cuff, which is not a short-term surgery unless you're John Cena."
True, you're right.
Was that
right
through the routine, like WWE?
Yeah. See, they kind of make him look bad a little bit because they went and committed to putting together that whole promo.
Well, at least they only played it the first week. They didn't play it the second week, too. So
yeah, that's why I remember asking Apex that next week when she came on the show, is if they saw it in the arena, and she said that was the biggest pop of the night. So unfortunately, and listen, we're friends with Shelton Benjamin. I hope he does make it back eventually, but he you will not see him for a while until after the surgery and whatever. And I mean, he seemed really down about it on his Twitter. So. Ryback is no longer with WWE. We knew about that. They sat him because he was negotiating. He wanted more money. They didn't want to give him more money, and so he sat the rest of his contract out. Now he's a free agent. He's going to be coming to a town near you that can afford as much as he wants to get paid.
He wants way too much. It's going to come down.
Just look for the buffets.
Yeah. And I like Ryback. You know why I like him? Because I saw him take Luke Harper's little boy, pick him up and put him in the ring and do stuff with him when they were in town last time. So I know that I think that they're friends and stuff. So I think, you know what?
He's not a bad guy. Yeah. He's just...
He's not the guy. I'm not a bad guy.
He's not good guy.
Well, yeah, isn't he just... He's being booked under guy. The big guy.
He's the big guy.
He's being booked as the big guy. He does have some indie dates already lined up.
And that's his webpage, too, I believe. It's the big guy.
He wants three times as much as AJ Styles was asking for on the indies, though. That's...
Yeah.
That'll come down.
Another person leaving WWE, Joey Styles. He's no longer working for WWE. He was in charge of their whole the whole web thing, and apparently he finished his run with the company last month and is done with them. And it's like, so maybe we'll get AJ back on. I meant Joey Styles. I hope I didn't say AJ. Joey, he's been a friend of the show. He's been on a couple times, man. We had some of our most exciting shows were when he came on and got excited on the phone with us.
When I hear Daniel Bryan do the commentary on the CWC, he says, "Oh my God!" enough that it's got to be a tribute to Joey.
It must be.
It's got
to
be.
Well, I mean, who else does he have to really listen to? Because he's in the ring most of the time when they're calling his stuff. So, some interesting news. Big Show announced that he'll be retiring by the end of 2017. So he's right now concentrating on having a match with Shaq at WrestleMania.
Five years too late.
We heard about that.
We all want to see that. Right?
Some big TNA news. Billy Corgan has been named new president of TNA. Current president Dixie Carter becomes chairman and chief strategic officer. So Billy Corgan will be in charge of day-to-day operations of Impact TV. Now, we heard that Billy Corgan saved them with money when they needed it back before their last pay-per-view, which was, what was it again, Slammiversary?
Yeah.
Slammiversary. And they needed money to get people in and production and everything, and Billy Corgan came through. He said, "I'll do it, but you got to make me pres," and now he's president of the company. So we'll see how that changes things going forward. I love the stuff they've been doing. I've been really enjoying a lot of stuff. They've cut it down to just a few wrestlers. It's not a lot of fringe guys there in the company. And, I mean, how can you deny having Bobby Lashley as holding every major belt in the company right now except for the tag team titles? And they'll find a way to put him on him before Bound for Glory.
This is not the same Bobby Lashley you were used to if you saw him in WWE and haven't watched him since. He has expanded his character and become really good.
He's a great wrestler, and he works with people. And it's like he just won the King of the Mountain match this past week. And I really enjoy. I mean, I wish I got Pipe TV. I mean, I have to watch it in other ways, but
I can watch it on demand.
I gotta find out how to do that. But that I think that's really cool. I'm a big fan, and so if you guys want to watch some good wrestling and see some great wrestlers, definitely try to find Impact on a TV near you. Or do what I do and search for it on the internet, and you'll find it eventually. But some other news. Lillian Garcia is not working for WWE. She's kind of left recently because she's caring for her sick father. So we've had fill-in announcers the last few weeks. WWE plans on introducing new women's tag and new women's and tag team titles exclusive to SmackDown after the SummerSlam. If you saw General Manager Daniel Bryan on the post-SmackDown show, he talked about that a bit. And he also took shots at Raw, of course. Now Raw, they're trying to create this little feud between Raw and SmackDown. I can see that coming to a pay-per-view near you real soon.
I would much rather it be, just their own show and not focus on the other guys. I think maybe after SummerSlam it'll be a little different because they don't have, Randy Orton and Lesnar on different shows or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't have to deal with that
anymore. I'm going to have to talk about this, and I didn't really get it in there, but the ratings have just been terrible for SmackDown and for Raw since the split. I mean, we're talking SmackDown pulled a 1.69 after this past week. We're talking, and the star power is spread out. It's hurting. It's hurting both these. I wonder, is this something they were expecting to happen? Because they had the initial giant pushes.
They've got to expect it to happen because they have to build new stars. They don't have the talent pool to pull it off right away to get the ratings that they... I mean, their ratings have been in the tank for a little while now.
But we're talking epic low. Yes. Like historically low, Raw, 2.05. This is the lowest number that Raw has ever pulled, not on a holiday. So they're having their difficulties right now. John Cena would help if he was on both shows. So I don't know how long they can keep doing this this split here, because I think that
I think they're committed to it and they're going to try to build new stars. That's why Finn Balor's in the main event of SummerSlam. Slam.
True, true. And we'll see how that, how well that does, too. You know?
I think they should have been building new stars for the last like couple years.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, instead of the last 2 weeks.
I don't think they're going to build the new stars on Raw and SmackDown, though. I think they're going to build them on NXT and bring them up. I think you're going to, like, the Finn Balors, American Alpha is obviously going to be the focus of tag team division on SmackDown. So you're going to see stuff like that, and that's where you get your stars. You're going to get people talking about that way. Finn Balor, when he comes out with that makeup and stuff, you're going to get the casual fan who doesn't know who he is on SummerSlam going nuts.
I hope he does it. I hope they don't know
he is
water
going
him
to
down.
Yeah, he'll absolutely come out in that makeup.
Okay, as long as they don't water him down.
It'll probably be for the big four, but he'll come out in the makeup.
Okay, we got a minute left. I want to let you know that Terrence Guerin, you might know him as Rhino, actually took down two Republican opponents in Michigan primary, winning only by 54 votes, and he is now the official Republican candidate to go up in the 15th district Democratic primary, going against the winner of the 15th district in the November general election. So in legit, he said his constituents, he doesn't really have constituents until he wins the positions, you know, but if he does in November, we're going to have a guy who's actually a politician who actually will be wrestling on SmackDown.
Yeah, he said he's not giving up the position, the wrestling.
He doesn't, and I know a guy who does roller derby announcing, and he's also a House of Representatives dude, so listen, anything can happen, you know? I tell you, anything, but man, I
we
can't
all have our hobbies.
Yes,
when
we
are
do.
You going to run for office, Rich?
I should. I don't know. Too much dirty laundry. We got to get out of here. I want to thank you guys for all coming. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Apex. Thank you, Jay-Z. It's always a pleasure to have you. And Danger Boy, you and I are going to the Bills game in a couple hours. So,
yeah.
All right, we'll see y'all next week. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Jake Roberts. Check out Twin Tiers Comic-Con today. We'll see you next week.